Do not make the mistake of thinking that fresh new music, rap, electronic, and a whole lot more comes only out of Detroit. Listen to what's coming out of Flint.
Give me any test, I can make the grade. Check the interior, I'm better made. Used to be a boy, I'd rather be a mage. Possession is a ritual, the raven's at the cage.
Tunde Olaniran is a Flint artist, singer, songwriter, rapper, electropop, rock. Tunde is attracting lots of attention, including a glowing review in the New York Times for his new EP, Young Archetype. And it is a pleasure to welcome Tunde to the studio here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
You know, the New York Times made a really good point in its very glowing review about your EP. And it points out that you can rap in many distinct voices, but you have, and I agree, a beautiful R&B tenor and falsetto. And MTV called you a pop futurist. How did that strike you when you read that?
It's one of those things where you never expect to see your name on something that you look at all the time, you know, just being associated with MTV and having them recognize you in that way. It was a huge honor, to sound cliche. It was really a big honor to hear that.
What do you think a pop futurist is?
I think it's someone who takes elements that currently exist in your life, but you're also looking at how music and society can be different. And so you're almost making your music hoping for a different future that it would exist in. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, because you're trying to create something that you see in this vision.
Yeah, and as someone who's kind of been an activist in my community around a lot of different issues, I feel like the creative arts are always a way to envision something that maybe a lot of other people couldn't, and to maybe even help spark people's imagination. So I found music and performance to be a really great, almost like organizing tool for people.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about how you've been doing that in Flint, but I'm interested in the fact that you have really lived all over the world. You were born in Flint?
Yeah, I was born in Flint.
But you've lived in Nigeria, you've lived in Germany, in England, mm-hmm. and you're back in Flint. And why is that?
You know, I came back and went to high school in Flint, and I found the community that I was in to be so nurturing that I think it was responsible for a lot of my current work as an artist. Flint has such an amazingly supportive art community, and at one point I did showcases in Flint, and I would bring artists from Detroit and other cities, and they would be amazed at how into enjoying art, you know, people in Flint are. And Flint is a small enough community that you get to know people, and you feel like wherever you are, you're kind of among friends, even if you don't specifically know that person. Flint just has a really interesting flavor to it that I don't know if a lot of people realize.
And so Flint has informed your music, but you've pulled in other influences from where you've
lived.
Yeah,
just being an outsider in a lot of situations, you know, being in Germany and being like someone touching your skin and not knowing what it's like to touch a black person's skin, you know, being in the situations where you do feel like you're on the margins a lot, I think has made me kind of more hyper aware of being in that space. And so songs like Brown Boy are kind of about that.
I'm every single thing you think of me. I'm a sinner, killer, drug dealer, refugee. So kick your jaw down and I keep the peace. They act like they don't want all the men, they know me. I'm a brown boy, I'm a brown boy. I'm a brown boy, I'm a brown boy. I'm a brown boy, I'm a brown boy.
I'm speaking with Tunde Olaniran, who is a Flint artist. He's a singer, he's a songwriter, and his new EP is called Young Archetype. And you've been working very hard using your music and artistry to really raise the profile of the Flint community. And a couple of months ago, you pulled together a showcase. Mm. You referred to this with other artists called Flint, a sci-fi love story. What was that about? And you really worked to pull the audience into it, didn't you?
Yeah, it was inspired by a friend of mine, Adrian Marie Brown, who is creating an anthology called Octavia's Brood. It's inspired by the work of Octavia Butler. And it was really about, you know, people of color writing science fiction and how that's a political act, you know. And so I wanted to I mean, I think that she brings the example of if you were a woman living as a slave in the United States in the 1800s, having a child was an act of science fiction because you can't possibly imagine a future, you know, for that child that, but you're still doing it. So you can't even imagine a better future, but you know that, that something can happen. And so the act of having and raising that child is in some way speculative or science fiction. And so when we're looking at, you know, groups like the Democracy Defense League and Flint, people resisting emergency management, people just working without having a clear promise of the outcome, I think is an act of science fiction and speculative fiction. So we wanted to bring that idea into this workshop, and it was so amazing. It was this intergenerational writing workshop, and we touched on so many different things. You know, we talked about – so many of the young people talked about losing someone, and I think that we don't recognize how – as a young person in high school today, you could have a friend and then they're gone, they're dead the next day, you know, living in places like Flint. So it was really this amazing experience. And a lot of the people in the room, we'd all collectively experienced loss of some artist all happening around the same time. So we had this really incredible emotional connection and almost a way to honor that loss, but also have some joy at the same time. It was just, it was really cathartic. I'm sure people thought, what is wrong? Because I was like sweating and crying. And it was just this really, it was just really emotional. But it kind of reconfirmed that I'm in the right city, you know, that Flint is where I should be.
In fact, you held a writing workshop at the Flint Public Library earlier this year, and you asked people to answered the question, what does Flint mean to you? So what does it mean to you?
Flint is home, first of all, but it's also the archetype. It's also the blueprint. You know, it was the city where the middle class was born, where the first community school system was created. You know, so many different things that Flint has served. And I think that looking forward, we need to see what Flint does next, because as places like Flint go, so do a lot of other places in the country. And that's kind of what made me write The Highway, because it was just this like – this feeling of we're facing so many different issues in this city that I'm seeing paralleled in other places like Detroit. And The Highway was just a way to really sing about loss in a way, but also have this like defiance too. So for me, Flint is just this place that everyone should really be looking at, because We're trying things there that you're going to be seeing happening all over the country and are happening now, but we'll see more of it, you know?
All the promises getting made, I'm under the road they play. I hope it's worth the rent you pay to let it take the highway. Yo.
They googling, oogling, ruins, brewing, and suing, illusions, tree farms, new cars, and Whole Foods, and sports bars with nobody's pants will be sagging. Don't let nobody with hats, and don't drink the water we fracking. They paid, why not be happy?
What do you think it'll take to get people around Southeast Michigan or around Michigan to even kind of think about coming to Flint for music and creativity? Because you had some quote that I think was pretty on point about Flint's so easily overlooked.
Yeah, it's really not necessarily on everyone else. I think it's on people in Flint, which I'm trying to take some responsibility by inviting people. So at that show at the library, I had friends from D.C., from Philadelphia, from Detroit that came. So I think it's really on people in that city who I know are incredible and amazing to like reach out. And we're doing it, but we need to even be more intentional. So a lot of the work I do, I try to really intentionally, you know, at the show, there were Detroit and Flint artists working together to create it, so that friendships kind of foster after it. So I think it's kind of on us in Flint to do it. It's not really everyone else's responsibility.
So you've got your Young Archetype EP out now. What other projects are you working on?
I'm working on a full length and, you know, doing tour dates. So the Tunde Olaniran website usually has all the shows updated if I'm doing my job right. But yeah, I'm trying to make sure those are updated. So people can always check that. I'm definitely playing, you know, all over the country and the state throughout the summer and fall, and hopefully the video for The Highway will be out soon. So yeah.
Creativity keeps going.
Yeah, for sure.
Coming out of Flint.
Yep.
Tunde Olaniran, it was a pleasure to meet you. The name of the EP is Young Archetype. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you.